Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Christianity is Christ, teachings on following Jesus. In this session, we'll be looking at John chapter 5, verses 17 to 20. Open your eyes. Of great significance is missing the divine activity of God. We need to consider a couple of principles that can help us to see the hand of God and experience His presence in our lives. First, we need to anticipate divine activity. Look at John chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. Jesus answered them, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working. Therefore the Jews sought all the more to kill Him, because He not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was His Father, making Himself equal with God." Henry Ford said, "Whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. If you don't expect to see God, you won't." Proverbs chapter 8 in verse 17 says, "I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me." Matthew chapter 7 in verse 7, Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you." Notice that Jesus said the Father is always working. He worked in the past. He will work in the future. And He is working right now. Jesus' followers should look for His activity as we seek His will. To increase anticipation of God's activity, we need to take two steps. First, review His victories. Look at verse 33. "You have sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth." Verse 36. "But I have a greater witness than John's, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do, and bear witness to me that the Father has sent me, and the Father Himself who sent me has testified of me." And then if you jump down to verse 39, "You search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me." Jesus states that there is a testimony that has greater weight than the testimony of John the Baptist, which is the Holy Scripture. By studying the Scripture, we see the hand of God in the history of His people. God called Abraham to a new land. God chose Moses to lead His people out of bondage. God used David to defeat giants. God sent Elijah to lead Israel to repentance and to follow the Lord. God sent His only Son to be the sinless sacrifice that would atone for the sin of the world. And then you need to refocus your vision. Our eyes need to be on God and not on ourselves to see God's work. We are often more concerned about God's will for our life on an individual basis than we are about the will of God. We know that is the will of God, that it's the will of God to love the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We know that God desires for you to love your neighbor as yourself. We know that the Bible teaches it is God's will for us to give thanks for all things. We know that it's God's will that none would perish, but all to receive eternal life. When we begin to obey God in the areas already revealed, we increase our opportunities of seeing God at work. And then second, we need to accept uncertainty. Look at verses 19 and 20. "And then Jesus answered and said to them, 'Most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of Himself but what He sees the Father do. But whatever He does, the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows Him all things that He Himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. Jesus' statement that he only does what he sees the Father doing implies that he didn't know when, where, or with whom God chose to work next. It could be at a wedding with no wine. It could be a hungry multitude. It could be a centurion with a sick servant. It could be a friend who's been dead for 4 days. We must be willing to accept a change. Too many times we act as if God must work in the rut we've carved out over years of complacency, or he can't work at all. It is a difficult truth to embrace, but God does not always work like I or you want him to work. We must be prepared to sincerely learn. Seeing God work is not a goal that we achieve. It's not a fixed target, but an ongoing process that provokes our worship. Jesus sees the Father working and responds accordingly. Our response should be to obey at first sight, not weigh the possibilities to see if a better offer comes along. The process or journey may not be one that we would choose. Where is God working? He's working all around you. Ask him to open the eyes of your heart so that you can see him. You have a great day.